For most of my life, I've been obese. Not anymore. Having lost well over 25 kilograms, that's more than 55 pounds, I've now kept it off for quite a while, and it turns out to be effortless. Now, that's something that a few people I know are going to want to wrap their minds around, and as things turn out, when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off, your mind matters. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about what it takes to live a healthy life to a ripe old age. When I was a young man, I spent 4 years at the Royal Military College Duntroon training to be an officer in the Australian Army. As well as a university degree and training in leadership and tactics and all the sorts of things you'd expect, we did things like drill on the parade ground for hours and hours on end, and an awful lot of physical training. And that physical training was tough. We spent hours each week in the gymnasium, running, jumping, doing obstacle courses, jumping off towers, swimming through water. And for someone like me who's not, I have to tell you, a natural athlete, well, I think I still carry some deep mental scars with me from those grueling physical challenges. I remember once we were broken up into groups of 30 or so, and we were each given a 5-ton truck on the end of a really thick rope. And for the next hour, we had to drag our 5-ton truck around a circuit of a few kilometres. We came to a slight rise, and I have to tell you, it was virtually impossible for us to pull that wretched truck up that little hill. And I remember this as though it was yesterday. The brutal physical training instructor yelled out at the top of his lungs, "Come on, boys, it's mind over matter. I don't mind, and you don't matter." We got it over the hill. I can laugh about it now, but I tell you, back then, it was brutal. It's pretty amazing the things that we can achieve when we set our minds to it. In fact, the mind, the human will, is an incredibly powerful thing. Now, I'm a Christian, and I know that there are certain things I cannot do for myself. I can't gain God's favour by myself, but only through faith in Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for me. I know there are certain sins that I can't overcome for myself, but only through the power of the Holy Spirit, who enables me to will and to work for God's good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. But at the same time, I know that God's given me a mind and a will, and I know that He's given you a mind and a will, and I know that we can choose to deploy that mind and that will effectively, and when we do, we can achieve amazing things. I wonder sometimes whether people don't cop out and leave it all to God, when His intention is for us to apply our will and determination to do something incredible. Do you know what I mean? I think of the Apostle Paul. He was sitting there in a Roman dungeon on death row when he wrote these words. He said, "Brothers and sisters, I don't consider that I've made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting everything that lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And again, this he writes to his friends in the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 26. "Don't you know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I don't run aimlessly, nor do I box as though I'm beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself shouldn't be disqualified." See, he's a really strong guy. The human will, the human mind, our sense of determination can be an incredibly powerful thing. Now, of course, we all have different personality types. Some people, like my wife and my daughter, are more emotional heart people. They experience the world and contribute to it through their emotions more than through their will or through their strength. And that's good. We need those sorts of people who are gentle and encouraging. I'm more your strength, will kind of guy, and my value add comes by helping people and organisations to crash through problems, to achieve things when the odds are clearly against them. And that's good, because we need those kinds of people too. So for me, it's easy to set my mind to something and to achieve it. It's a natural fit. For the more emotional heart people, it's much harder. But whichever personality type we've been given by God, we do each have a mind. And there comes a time when we need to apply our minds and our will and our focus in order to change how we're living. We've been chatting these past weeks about living a healthy life to a ripe old age. And a whole bunch of that has to do with the way we think, because how we behave, the things we do, are born out of our thoughts. I heard a preacher, Joyce Meyer, once say, "Where the mind goes, the man follows." You know what? That's absolutely true. It's true in every aspect of our lives. If in the tens of thousands of words that I think each day, I decide to think about this person who's annoying me, and I play out how I can get revenge 15 different ways, if that's what I think about, how do you imagine I'm going to treat that person the next time we meet? Whereas if I think about that person with some compassion, if I realise where he's coming from, the difficulties he's been through, the pressures on him, if I spend my thoughts about him understanding him, I know I'm going to treat him quite differently when I meet him, right? The same is true with our health. I know people who all their lives have thought of themselves as being old, complaining about this ache and that pain, whinging about getting older and this and that and the other. And then I know other people who simply refuse to accept delivery of old age. They just keep doing what they've always been doing. My very good friend Graham, who's now well into his 70s, just a few years ago, I think he was about 68 years old at the time, he walked the famed World War II battleground of the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea, which is a grueling physical achievement. He still exercises today. Perhaps he's not quite as fast as he used to be, but for him, nothing's changed. See, some people approach their health with a defeatist attitude. Oh, I'm never going to lose weight. I'm never going to succeed. Others apply their mind and their will and their determination to their eating habits and their exercise habits, and they reap the rewards. How we think actually matters. Again, the Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He said, look, don't be conformed to the ways of this world. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's just apply that thought for a moment to this whole healthy living thing we've been talking about. What Paul's really saying here is that if you want to be transformed, that is, if you want your life to change and therefore your outcomes to change, then you have to renew your mind. We might say it a little bit differently today. You have to change your mind. You need to think differently. And when you do, you'll start to figure out the great things God's got planned for you. I can tell you this, my friend. God's plan is not for you to end up with type 2 diabetes because you ate chips and chocolates and drank gallons of sweet fizzy drinks. It's simply not his plan. You got it? And God's plan for you is not for you to give up your health and let your body become prematurely aged and disabled, because instead of getting out there for a half an hour every few days for a brisk walk, you sat at home on the couch in front of the television telling yourself you were too tired, you didn't have time, and you weren't fit enough. God's plan for you is not for your arteries to become clogged because you pumped too much sugar into your system and overwhelmed its ability to function properly. None of that is God's plan for you. It's time to change your mind. It's time to believe that God has a good and perfect plan for you. And to the extent that your body's been ravaged by the deleterious effects of the Western diet, he's given you the will, the capacity, and the amazing body to turn that around. No matter what age you're at, no matter what stage of life you're at, no matter what fitness level you're at, no matter what you think or feel, your mind matters. It matters a lot. And you can decide to start living a healthy life right now, here, today, now. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.